There's so much talk about consultancy. And actually, when, again, V&A asked me to do this talk, we had no idea that so many of our colleagues were going to be facing furloughs or facing the loss of opportunities. I am seeing a lot, for example, in my LinkedIn feed, that's pretty much a kick in the gut how many people have lost their positions. So I do think more and more of us are considering going into being a consultant. And so this actually ends up being more timely, perhaps, than we would have liked. This slide is just funny. I don't care for the word consultant, and that's probably my own bias, but there's all kind of jokes about consultants. You might be a consultant if, instead of the daily specials, you ask the waiter about the restaurant's core competencies. You tell your children that their problems are actually improvement opportunities. I actually kind of do that. You ask your credit card companies to refer to you as highly leveraged as opposed to in debt or broke. And lastly, you can spell paradigm and you actually know what a paradigm is. I have a friend who is an MBA and he loves MBA speak. And I often have to slow him down and say, can you tell me what you just told me? In normal language, and paradigm is one of his favorite words. So that's just kind of some fun stuff to get us started as we think about the jokes about being a consultant. That's why actually I named my company DD Church and Associates. I know it's not very creative, but I didn't really want the word consultant in the name. That said, that's again my own bias. Legal consultants are really in high demand. And just so that we're all on the same page, I'll put this up so we can talk about it. So a legal consultant is usually a project-based lawyer who's specialized in something that's in high demand. Absolutely, discovery and litigation, lately healthcare, really healthcare. Compliance issue, I just saw that OSHA is really going to start enforcing some organizations' response to the pandemic. If you're a compliance expert, this is probably a great time for you. IT work and data privacy, that's always, always in high demand. Oftentimes, people will reach out to a legal consultant if they're having a peak workload, if they're being sued, if they are being audited, if something's going on in the life of a corporation and they have a short-term but critical need. And then the third thing from the bottom, often engaged by small and medium-sized businesses. And we see this a lot. Organizations that might not be able to afford full-time counsel and honestly may not need full-time counsel, but they do need somebody on the phone, somebody that they can call routinely when something comes up. So that's what we think of as a legal consultant. Just so you know, my team is seven lawyers and one PhD. And this is what we do. We call it employee relations or human resources consulting. Seven of us are licensed attorneys, but we've chosen instead of litigation to focus on trying to keep our clients out of the courtroom. I started my career as an assistant attorney general and I litigated for 7 years. I was incredibly fortunate by the age of 28 to have argued before the Texas Supreme Court and to have argued before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals 4 or 5 times. And I was board certified in civil trial by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. I thought I was going to be a litigator. And then as I got older, I realized that a lot of the trials I was having could have and probably should have been resolved at an earlier time. And that kind of wore on me. And I just had a moment where I thought what I'd really like to spend my career doing is making the workplace better. I know that sounds super cliche, but that is the truth. And the people on my team have migrated to my team because they actually feel the same way. So we are retained by Fortune 50 companies and mom and pop shops and a lot of state agencies, of course, because my heart, I'm still an assistant attorney general in my heart and love public entities. And we do a lot of investigations into employee concerns. We do a lot of training, not lately, mind you, but typically we do a lot of training. We do a lot of executive coaching, which we are doing a lot of now over Zoom. I'm lucky enough to have the former director of the Southwest region of the OFCCP on my team, and she helps our clients with their affirmative action plans. We do climate surveys and strategic planning. Our PhD does that. So just so you know, this is if you were thinking about putting together a group of consultants, this is an example of how that might work. Finding people who are have skill sets that fit nicely together. And I'm super grateful for my team. We've been lucky enough to be successful, and more importantly, we really like each other. And I think that is pretty significant.